In the gospel reading today, we hear Philip asking the Lord to show him the Father and says, that will be enough. Well, if that's not the understatement of all time, that's what we will have in heaven. We're going to be looking at God face to face for the rest of eternity. It won't just be enough. It will be absolute fulfillment. In the meantime, however, because we know God loves us so much, he isn't interested in waiting until we get to heaven. Instead, he has come to us. And that's exactly what our Lord told us, that if we love him, his Father will love us, and they will come and make their dwelling in us. And so he tells us he dwells in the Father, and the Father dwells in him. And then he tells us also that he would dwell in us, so that he is in us and we are in him, he's in the Father and the Father is in him. If that's the case, then we should know the Father. But we can only know the Father if we know the Son. And that's what our Lord made very clear. Philip, if you knew me, you would know my Father. And he said, have I been with you this long and still you do not know me? He is God. And the three persons of God are one. So if we know God, whether that is we know the Son or we know the Holy Spirit, then we know the Father. The three are one. But the only way we will know them is to love them. And that's how our Lord is in us. He is in us because he loves us. He gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, so really, you stop and think about that. People wonder, how can the Lord dwell within me? How does he go inside of you in the Holy Eucharist? He is literally inside of you. But that's a different kind of presence. When you receive him in Holy Communion, he is in you sacramentally and substantially as well. So when you receive him in Holy Communion, remember, you receive his entire person, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You don't receive a little bit of Jesus. You don't receive a sign or a symbol of Jesus. You receive his entire person under the form of a very small piece of bread. So he is in you then sacramentally and substantially at that point. But if you are in the state of grace, he dwells in you 24 hours a day. Sacramentally, he'll be in you tonight for about, what, a half an hour maybe. But he dwells in you in his indwelling presence, which is a substantial presence as well, not sacramental, but substantial. And all three persons of the Holy Trinity dwell within us. And as long as we're in the state of grace, they dwell in us all the time, 24 hours a day. But God dwells in the deepest part of our soul. And so our task is to get there. It's to find him there. Because otherwise, the Lord is with us, but we don't even know. Just like he was saying to Philip today, I've been with you this long and still you don't know me? Most of us were baptized when we were babies. How many of us truly know Jesus? We know about him. But how many of us really know him? Because we have united ourselves with him in the very depth of our soul. Maybe there's one or two here tonight, I don't know. Probably not much more than that. And so we need to come to know the Lord. And the only way to know him is to love him, because he dwells in you in love. He is the one who is love. So that's the only way he can dwell in you. He is in you because he loves you. And that is merely the prefiguration. Think about that. It's the prefiguration of when you will dwell in him for the rest of eternity. So Philip's prayer to our Lord is going to be fulfilled, provided we die in the state of grace, in every one of us. Show us the Father. When we will behold God face to face, when we will dwell in him. In the meantime, because he loves us so much, he's dwelling in us, awaiting the day that we will dwell in him. But he also continues to await the day when we will unite ourselves with him, because that's the nature of love. It desires union. He wants to be united with us. He has united himself to us. The question is, have we united ourselves to him? Because love is a two-way street. So that's his desire. That's the gift that he has given himself. And that's the gift that we want to be able to know and to love. So that's what this is all about. So ponder that as you receive Holy Communion. And if he can dwell in you in the Holy Eucharist, then why can't he dwell in you in his indwelling presence? And if you are worthy to receive Holy Communion and he doesn't send a lightning bolt and kill you at the moment, then obviously he isn't going to do that the rest of the time. And he sees that you are worthy. He sees that you are lovable because he made you that way. And he loves you. And he loves you so much that he gives himself to you entirely, 100%. That's what he's looking for now from us. That's what heaven is going to be. He's giving himself 100%. We give ourselves 100%. But we can begin already. We don't have to wait until we're there, because he has already begun. And now he is simply waiting for our response to be able to love him as he loves us.